There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Bill, we're going to chat to Andy Lee soon, a man who I would love to take your job.
Yes, well, he might need a Jimmy boy because he's going to be out of pocket $7,500.
I know. I think he might be all right, just by the way. Yes. But we'll find out why he lost that money later on this hour.
Spot on. Plus, State of Origin was back this week, Jimmy boy. And you've got a story from 2009.
And we hear from your arch nemesis, Todd from Bowen Heads.
Flog.
Next, the footy fight night is on in August, and we chat to a man who'll don the gloves, Cam Mooney.
It was the bombshell announcement that rocked the footy world.
Big names in the AFL that fight.
Are going head to head in the ring.
And in August, it's on. Although the opponent of our next guest isn't talking too tough.
I know I can't fight, but load up on me and we'll cash in.
Please welcome former Geelong and North Melbourne superstar, Cam Mooney.
I tell you what, superstar. You need a handle if you're a boxer.
That's right, Jim.
You need to be called something.
Yeah, what do you got for
him? So, Moons.
Yes.
Welcome.
Cameron Cat Premiership Ford Mooney.
Oh, no.
I haven't spoken to one of them for a bloody long time,
you know, man. I just like the leader when it said Cat's chair. I thought, I wonder how many times Billy's just said he was the only key forward that ever played down in Geelong there.
Well, 221 games for the Cats, 3 premierships.
Yeah, 3.
Don't know if you can count one of them, but anyway. 297 goals, Jim. 297.
Right.
Mate, so I played down back and on ball half those years, Bill.
That's a long way from 441 goals, let me tell you.
Moon, I saw you the other night at Marvel. We were both waiting to get the internal lift up to the media centre. You're going to have to put some weight on for this fight because you're fading away to nothing.
Well, I weighed in at about 95, which is a bit under my playing weight, to be honest. So I'm going to have to put on. Well, it's funny because we did the presser this morning and had a bit of a laugh, but the Fev, he weighed in at 127 a couple of weeks ago, but he's dropped 10 kilos, the big fella, so he's up and about.
Still got you by 22.
He might sit
well,
on
hopefully
you.
By another 8 weeks, he might have dropped that down to about 110, so it won't be too bad. I'll just have to stick and move, JB.
Oh, you've always rated yourself in the ring, haven't you?
Well, I've always enjoyed being in the ring, Bill, but I've never enjoyed being hit. So that was probably why I didn't continue on with it that well.
Oh, but he thinks he can go. He's a good-looking man, doesn't like to get hit.
Well, and Fev has acknowledged that he's got no game at all, Moon.
Well, I did see him on the mist today, and he's going to need all of that 8 weeks, I can tell you. Hey, get up the scratch.
What's this all about? Footy fight night?
Footy fight night. They did it with the NRL a couple of years ago.
Right.
We were supposed to do it probably 18 months ago, but through COVID, it got knocked back. And, it's just a bit of a fun night, bit of a footy night. So it's myself and Fev, Swanee and Coons. And I'll tell you now, Swanee's been training for about 4 months and looks in ripping nick.
Yep.
And then I think Brent Harvey's going to fight, might be Milne, actually.
Well, I was
going to
say.
What? Gee, the tip rat?
That's the bloody welterweight.
Featherweight.
I used to do a bit of boxing with Boomer back in the day when I was at North, and he goes well, Boom. So good luck, Milne, on that one.
Well, yeah, the tip rat.
Yeah, well, a couple of featherweights.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah. So who are you getting to train you? Because that's important. Is someone in your corner?
I am. I'm lucky enough. Well, with Coons, Adam Cooney living down here now in Geelong, we've gone down to the great Will Tomlinson's gym down here, Wildfighter, just down here in South Geelong. And actually had my first sparring session, first mitt session last night. And I cannot lift my arms. Both my shoulders are cooked and my back's just gone on me. So I'm not sure how well this training is going to go, to be honest, boys.
Jeez. What about your footy too? Because you're part of the Carlton draft thing, and I see Daisy had a win on the weekend. When do you play?
Well, I got to play on the 23rd of July, so it's about 10 days before the fight, so I'm praying that I don't do an injury. It's going to be an interesting one. I'm doing everything at 42, 43 years of age that I shouldn't be doing anymore. I don't know why I'm doing all this, but Daisy had a win, so he's a cult hero down there at Neil, I think it was, where he played.
Yeah.
They haven't won in 3 years, so I've got a little bit to live up to.
Do you wander into the Cremorne ever, Moon?
Are
you that desperate for entertainment that you go in there?
It's still the number one pub in town, JB. Awesome. It really is.
So,
it's a great pub, and the great man's always down there. He's serving, he's interacting, he's laughing and giggling and
drinking.
Yes, that's probably why he's laughing and giggling, because he's drunk too much.
Well, good luck, Moons, because he's a good boy, Cameron Mooney. Yes. Don't worry about that. Footy fight night, what's it all about? Tell us where we can see it and hear it and all that, please, Raps.
3rd of August 2022, Margaret Court Arena tickets go on sale tomorrow via Ticketek. $49 each, or you can get VIP ringside seats starting at $495 per person.
There you go, beautiful. Oh, good luck, Moons.
Good on you, boys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
As we get closer to the fight, we're going to check back in with you, Moon, and to see how you're actually going.
Oh, it's dropped off.
Okay. He's hung up.
Yeah, we're going to do that because there's a big difference between pads. And then actually having someone pelt you around the ears.
So you'd know that too?
No, like, because I didn't do the second bit. No. And I'm never stupid enough to do that, Bill.
You'd know everything about boxing because you
course.
Just know
craft.
Everything.
Craft. Craft. 10 years of it I've been doing it. That's why I look like I do and you look like you do.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not incy-wincy. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. It's not. It's hugey-woogey. We're asking the question, when's a mate of yours embarrassed you by making a fool's head of himself?
Well, I've got one. A mate of mine was president of North Melbourne. You might remember this, Rabsy, and used to sit in a box on his own, like a flog. Mm. Then he thought he'd go down and sit with the cheer squad. So all
Once
the cameras, all the cameras were on him. And all he could say is, like, I'm normal. I'm one of the boys. I'm a man of the people, which is not right.
Supporting
you are not.
The cheer squad,
no,
I was.
You hated it.
Once
you hated
a year,
being there.
Magnificent people that cheers.
You hated it.
Do you hit any button, right?
I'm not hitting
don't
any
even
button.
We got no, Jace on the red? Line.
Well, I'm just saying, Hobart.
Don't even think about it. No. Jace from Paran. Hello, Jace. I'm telling you, do not even think about it. Hello, Jace.
Jace.
Hey, boys. James, Billy, how are you?
What's happened to you?
2010 grand final, managed to find our way down into the rooms after the Pies won the flag.
Yes.
Couple of mates. One of the boys carrying on like a pork chop, much like Bill, drinking Crown Lagers like they were going out of fashion, making it all about himself.
Yep.
Sure enough, got a tap on the shoulder from the big Prez, Ed.
Ooh.
Came over and just whispered in his ear pretty firmly, celebrate, don't dominate.
Ooh.
And then, no Ooh. Surprise, about 10 seconds later, we're all asked to leave. And,
Ed, shut you out.
Good word. Celebrate, don't dominate. Oh, that's not bad.
Well, we could listen to him. Stay on the line there, Chase. Jono's in Windy Hill.
Hey, Jono!
Oh, g'day, Skinny. How are you, mate?
That,
I'm JB.
Is that me?
Yeah. So, I basically, my mate went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire quite a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
And on his application form when he got on, he said, oh, when I went overseas, I used to tell everyone I was a croc hunter from the Northern Territory just to try and get the ladies.
Yeah.
And so Eddie asked him about it, and he gets up out of his seat like an absolute clown and does his whole demonstration on how to handle a croc. And then Eddie McGuire just goes, well, that's the biggest croc I've ever heard, and asked him to sit down.
Oh.
And then
how'd he go?
And he was one question off $100,000, but he's just one of those. Yeah, he's just one of those people. He's just a massive flog. And then a few weeks afterwards, always go out and everyone would recognise him and be like, "Oh, you're that guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire." And every time he'd ask the question, he'd just be an absolute, make himself an absolute idiot on TV. But
what was his
like
name?
Well, the moral of the story, it's actually me. But...
Jono. Oh, good on you, Jono.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
nice.
Well done.
Stay there,
well
Kath. Done. In the Hawthorne. Hello, Kath.
Oh, Catherine.
Yes. Hello.
Have You're someone on embarrassed air. You, Kath?
Oh, well, yes, it was actually my husband.
Oh,
we were invited to a fancy dress party, and he decided to wear a very skimpy Tarzan loincloth.
Oh.
And little did I know that he had gone and bought himself a even skimpier little black G-string and put that on underneath this loincloth. And on the dance floor, someone decided to take the loincloth off him and dack him, and the G-string came off at the same time.
Oh, and then... So, the 8 day it didn't. Was,
it, Very embarrassing, and still get a lot of laughs from it.
Kathy was swinging in the breeze.
Yes.
He certainly was. He was certainly doing that.
That would have been embarrassing, or maybe not. We don't know.
Well, yes. I think he actually quietly loved it.
Well done, Kathy.
Stay on the line. Trev's in Trentham. Hello, Trev.
Trev.
Yeah, you know who embarrassed me and the entire Rush Hour family. It was you, fat. It's Todd from Bow and Andrew. And credit where it's due. Good win for the Cats.
Yes.
And then afterwards, the rooms are empty, bare bones staff, essential employees only. Then who do I see? The stupid head of old Bins Brownless in the dusty pink triple XL Gazman. And then you somehow wrangled your nuffy brother in there. So Brian Myers couldn't get his bloody mum in there. Yeah, Blair Brownless gets some camera time.
Yes.
And while I've got your Bins, it's a Bintervention for you. I saw you on Front Bar.
Yes.
Good to see you rolling out some fresh original gear, by the way. Just the next time you tell the retirement story, which I've heard 9 times, it's a manila folder, you smack off manila. You can't get chocolate and strawberry ones, you fool's head. Anyway, good to see the Conan going well. Good to have a number 16 from Geelong putting his head over it.
Just like me. Piss off.
He's gone.
And it was Ralph Lauren shirt, by the way. It wasn't Gazman. It was Ralph Lauren.
XL Gazman.
I have got some intervention. I have got some Gazman gear, but it was a Ralph.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, he's a flog.
Gets the better of you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night. And all you soft people went home.
Good friend of the show, Andy Lee, joins us.
Our next guest was a star of the Triple M cricket commentary team.
Jack Leach back.
Christmas has come early again.
On the first day of Christmas, one Jack Leach.
But something he said in the summer needs revisiting. Please welcome Andy Lee.
There he is on the line from Sydney where he's got a very full book at the minute.
Oh, yeah, Jim.
Hello to you, eh?
Hello.
We need to speak to you about a bet you made with your great mate Pez.
Yes.
Back in 2013 that badly backfired on you. Explain it to us.
Yes. I've had a lot of people contact me, and thanks to the great people at Triple M for making this very, very public.
Yes.
I think you guys posted about it on the socials. Everyone's got to follow Triple M. But it was the 27th of December, 2013, Boxing Day test.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Root had just gone out. And my mate turns to me and says, Joe Root will make 10,000 runs. What odds will you give me? So 8.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I said, 150-1. He pulls out a $50 note and he gives it to me just then and said, hey, okay, here's 50 bucks. I'm paid up. It's 150-1.
So you took the 50 bucks.
I took the 50
right.
bucks.
Right. Mm.
So I need to put this in perspective because people are going, what a stupid bet to make.
Yeah.
There was only one other Englishman ever to make 10,000 runs, and that's Alastair Cook.
Yep.
Joe Root had only had 955 runs to his name when the bet was made, jeez, averaging about 34.6, and subsequently got dropped for the very next test. So we were giving him a lot of flack.
Mm.
Over the next, unfortunately for me,
8 years.
Over the next 8 years. It goes on to be my most prolific run score. And I will have a go at the ECB as well because they play so many bloody test matches.
Exactly.
they have so many more innings than we ever have as Australians and probably a proper team.
So
anyway, Sunday night he has made 10,000 runs. He timed it perfectly. I'm not sure if people were watching the test against New Zealand, but he required 100 exactly. If he made his 100, he made his 10,000, and he won them the test match. And unfortunately, and Bill, you're great at maths.
Yes.
But what do you think is 50 times 150?
7,500.
Yes.
That's a big bet. And it looks like here you're paying it out in cash.
Well, yeah, I thought...
Just got 7.5 lying around. Hey?
No, well, you normally do, Bill, because the amount of cashies you do from great football stories. Unfortunately, I don't have the same lever to pull. But I thought a nicer thing to do would be take it out in cash. So it felt like something, you know, these transfers these days, yep. You know, it's not ceremonial. So I thought the nice thing to do was just to take it out. It's actually smaller than you think. I bought myself a briefcase off Gumtree, but realised I don't need that at all. 7.5 large actually can just fit in your pocket, and I dropped that around to my mate Pez, and he felt, to be honest, he felt a little awkward taking it because he's a very good mate of mine, and I said, hey, you've got to honour your bets and your payout.
You do. Well done. You do. And
we have had 10 years of enjoying this ride. And a couple of my mates that are from England said the only reason to watch England playing was to follow Joe Root in his bet for the last 5 years. I think I've served a lot of people.
I might have said choke on it if I had to hand that over. But I would have been with you back in 2013 because Joe Root has an horrific record in Australia, as we just saw in the summer just finished. He's never made a run in this country. So if you only watched him play test cricket in Australia, you would have given a 150-1 comfortably. He makes a lot of runs over there.
I think it's 12 people in history. I mean, you might know better, JB, but there's not many people that have made 10,000 test runs.
No.
Particularly a guy in his second year of playing to call it. Injury can come into it.
Yes.
All these other things. So, yes.
It's a good. Does Pez know anything about cricket? Because that is a really good call.
He loves sport of all kinds. He's got a rule with his wife, Joan, who's lovely, but she says if you're not in bed by 12, because he just loves watching sport, you're not welcome in bed.
He doesn't get Joe, yeah.
So, no, not that, Bill.
Oh, sorry.
If you're not in bed by 12, you're not welcome in bed at all. You're not allowed to come in. So the amount of nights that Pezza spends on the couch, because he'll be there, you know, quarter final of a French Open, and it's 5 to midnight, and he's like, no, I want to see if Rafa can do this. And so he just spends the night on the couch. But he's a great orator of all sports and a great ear and a great mind. So, Bill, watch out, because he could take your seat at any point.
Well, he could do that. Don't worry about that. There's 14 players that have scored 10,000 test
14,
runs.
Was it?
14. Who's on top, Rabs?
Sachin.
Sachin and who?
Ricky.
Yeah, good. There you go.
They
14.
Played 160 tests or something. Mm-hmm. Sachin played nearly 200.
200.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I got a text from Tubby Taylor saying, double down, go double or nothing on 15,000.
Oh, bad from Tubby.
I like it. Yeah. Old Tub Thumper. Hey, we'll let you jump on a plane. Thanks very much for that, mate.
Always fun to be on, boys. Love
beautiful.
It.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state to broadcast. State of Origin starts tonight in Sydney.
Yes.
Back in 2009, Fat, you and I, along with some other invited guests,
Channel 9,
went to the State of Origin because, of course, it still is a Channel 9 product.
It is.
So we were doing the footy show then. So they had the Origin at Telstra Dome. So we all got this swanky invitation, and along we went. The old enforcer was there.
We're in a nice room,
Bill.
Big
it
room.
Was big room,
yes,
and nice. all the full celeb sort of important people were in there.
Yes, yes,
and
I remember.
A big build up because it doesn't come to town very often.
Right.
The Origin,
yeah, that's right.
So we're all there, and got to half time.
Yeah,
7-0.
New South Wales 7.
I can't remember who was up.
I reckon it was New South Wales up.
But it was 7-0 at half time. Bill. The most boring crap any of us had ever seen.
Yes.
So we're sitting there, and the old enforcers drifted up to me.
Ooh.
He said, we don't condone swearing, but I just got a verbatim. He said, this is shit, Jim. And I said, Force, I'm not enjoying it, I must admit. But I said, why don't we give it a couple of minutes in the second half, and if it's still no good, we're off.
Yep.
All right, he says. So I reckon about 3 minutes into the second half, he wandered back over. He said, Jim, do you need me to say it again? I said, of course, we're off. And I'm hearing you. It's no good. We're off. So we went out, got into the lift down underneath where the car was waiting.
Yeah.
Well, actually, when we got into the lift, we saw the late, great Michael Gudinski.
Oh.
He had his car waiting.
That's right. He'd had enough.
He'd had enough too. Also, and he was heading in the same direction.
Yes.
So we jumped in with the great man. Mm. Anyway, Bill. So that would, what do they go, 45 minutes a half?
Two halves of 45, I think you're fine.
Like that. 40 maybe?
Maybe 40.
Yeah.
So in the ensuing 35 minutes that we left, 7 tries. Bill, they reckon it's one of the great Origin games of all time.
28-24, Jim.
Something like that.
Come on, Jim, and you left.
Oh, my God.
Where did you go?
So we'd have to go through, plough through the worst garbage of all time.
Yeah.
And then the real good bit. which apparently it was.
Yeah.
We were in the car driving out of the joint.
Where did you go?
Well, we went to Sam's joint first because he was living in Brighton at that stage.
Oh, right.
And then we went to my joint.
Yeah.
And then Mick took the chariot wherever he was headed. He had the driver.
Oh, you didn't go for a drink or a...
No, Mick, it was his car. So he dropped us off very kindly.
Right. Yeah.
And then he marched to his own beat, Mick Yudinski. He could have gone anywhere. Had no idea. But it was very kind of him to give us a lift. So that's the only time I've been early. And State of Origin game.
28-24, one of the great games.
It finished as one of the great
games. I stayed.
Did you?
Yeah, I stayed.
Why is that?
Oh, well, I love it. It's in my blood, Jim. I used to play rugby. Did you?
No, perhaps. No, what do you reckon? Any of that's true. Have a look at him.
Oh, no. Oh.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, this is a beauty. We love when someone starts laughing on live television. They can't stop. Have a listen to this, weatherman.
We're joined by tough as nails Pies defender Braden Maynard.
The Pies are in the eight off the back of three straight wins.
We're down to the last 4 seconds. They'll need a long kick and a mark, but the Pies are going to hang on in a thriller at the MCG.
And before they take on Melbourne on Queen's birthday, we speak to one of their star defenders.
Going to play a running pass by hand, Maynard. He'll load up. Ooh. And there he goes from 55.
Please welcome Braden Maynard.
Runner-up in the BNF last year, by the way.
Yeah.
So we're talking to absolute quality here. Braden Maynard, welcome to you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, now, big game. Well, you're in lots of big games, the Maggies, but this one means a lot.
Bit going on with the opposition too, Bruzzy.
Absolutely. It's a huge week, and we've had a couple of big games the last couple of weeks, which has been in our favour with the results. So, obviously, M&D, probably one of the biggest games on the calendar at the moment. It's great to be a part of, and it's such a special day for so many.
Tell you what, you're good to watch. Last year, fair to say, I'll be honest, I reckon they were boring, Collingwood, to watch. Oh, they were. But new coach, more attacking, and bloody good to watch. So Craig McRae's been a star.
Yeah, he has been, and he's been a huge difference in the way we go about day-to-day life pretty much with what we're doing at the club, our training, our game plan. Even during the week, we have a side-by-side meeting at the end of the week and we just touch base and go through a few things. So he's been able to come in and have huge impact. And same with the other coaches. I feel like everyone's really loving the club, and there's been a few players that weren't really in love with the club towards the end of last year, but now are back in love with the club. So it's an amazing club to be a part of.
How's Jordan going? I like Jordan DeGoey. A lot of people don't, but I reckon he's a bloody star.
Yeah, every interview I do, I get asked about Geordie. I've actually been with him all day today doing school clinics, and I'm still yet to have a conversation about him signing with the Pies, because if he doesn't, he'll probably get a clip around the ear for me. So, he's going really well, though. I'm sure he's going to stay at the Pies, and it's probably the main talking point at the moment. Exactly. But I feel like we've given him a lot, and I feel like he's going to stay with the Pies, which would be good for us.
Did you and him do a bit of a sporty out there at the Manhattan Hotel?
Yes, we did. Ooh. At the Manhattan Hotel. Where was your face, Bill? I would expect you to be there drinking frothies.
Well, exactly. I would have asked a few questions. No holds barred. That would have been good. Mm. You let go a few honesty stories?
not really, but that's how it was come about. Like the massive flyer brochure came out and said, "Oh, Geordie DeGoey tells all," like all this kind of stuff. So all the tickets sold out really quickly. But that's not what it was about. It was a lot more to that than just him telling everything, because I think he's supposed to keep his mouth shut. But he's going really well, and he's a good fella.
Now, Ashley.
Mm.
Maxie's young bloke here. That looks way too good for you, please, Bruz.
Our footy players, Jim, I'm telling you. We're like golfers. Looking thing.
She's punching, guys. Come on.
Oh, shit. A local girl?
She's born and bred in Brighton, so we're actually living with each other now. I've just done nice renovations, so she's moved in because
before I did
the renovations, not married.
Oh, come on. What's going on?
And, Bruz, hang on a minute. Collingwood footballers don't live in Brighton. So where are you actually living?
I'm actually on Church Street in Brighton.
How the hell did we let you in?
Mate, I'm the mayor of Brighton.
Oh.
That's an extraordinary setup.
Now, bruv, 2018 grand final. It's deep into the game.
Every day I get reminded, Bill. Come on.
You can't do this.
I want to know. I haven't spoke to Bruzzy about it.
Oh, my God.
Was it a free kick for blocking?
Absolutely it was.
Ah, absolutely there you have it, Jim.
Till this day, I come across social media posts and tags and videos of the last 30 seconds of the game, and you can clearly see me complaining to the umpire. And these days, it probably would have been a 50. But, yeah, it definitely was a block, and it's just something I've got to live with.
I didn't think I'd ever, having known your old man, I didn't think I'd ever say this about you. Did put a bit of mayo on it, though, didn't you? You accentuated the – you did a little bit.
Who was it? Willie Rioli, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a tiny little man. He's not knocking you off.
Yeah, he's strong. You'd be surprised.
Good luck on Monday. It's a ripping day. We're all going to be there. Can't wait. The slide, of course, for a magnificent cause. And then the game of footy, which you boys will be into up to your necks because you're playing, as Bill said, great footy three in a row.
Pussies both.
Yeah, bloody oath. So well done, Braden Maynard. Always great chatting to you.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
See you, bros.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes that have won the Brownlow before, like Robert Diplomenico and...
Robert
course,
who?
Diplomenico.
My first year of playing with South Australia after I came across from Western Australia was Peter Sleep's last year.
Sounder.
Also David Hooks's last year, the late great. Mm. And Andrew Hilditch and Glenn Bishop. Bit of a mass exodus after I turned up.
You rock up and they all leave.
Well, we played 1 year together. They're all great blokes.
Sounder's a very good nickname.
Sounder Sleep.
Well, you just got that, did you?
No.
Andrew Hilditch, he was a compulsive hooker, wasn't he?
Well, only for that little patch. When I played with him, he wasn't. But that Ashes series in England, he just kept doing it.
He just had the hook, everything short.
But Sounder was not only a great nickname because of Sound Asleep, but if you knew Sounder, you thought he was asleep a lot of the time. Yeah, he was one of those country, beautiful man, but slow chatting and, just sort of took his time. Yeah. So Tim May, Tim Nielsen, Shane George, Dennis Hickey, Bluey, we all went down in this chartered plane to play in Sounder's testimonial game in Mount Gambier.
Oh, good spot.
Mount Gambier, boy, you worked down there, Bartholomew.
I lived there for a couple of years.
The big lake.
Yep.
Blue Lake.
No one's ever found the bottom.
Well, they have, because they know how deep it is.
I think you're wrong. Anyway, keep going.
So, we'd done these things before, obviously, sponsors games in the country and all the rest of it. And what you tended to do was turn up, and then the team got split in half.
Six.
So if you had six batters, you sent three to one team and three to the other.
Of course.
Four bowlers, two and two. And then you filled the team with the locals.
Mm-hmm.
For some inexplicable reason, Sounder decided that in this game, it was the South Australian state team to play against Mount Gambier.
The first 11.
That's it.
Oh, no, Jim.
So that was his first mistake. Yes. And we all looked at him and said, Sounder, this is not going to work, mate. I'm telling you, this is not going to work. No, that's what we're doing.
Oh, no.
And the second mistake he made was that he insisted that we bat first in a 50-over game.
So local cricketers against South Australia.
But they would have had some fast bowlers.
Local cricketers made up their team, I'm guessing it's the best of Mount Gambier, against the current South Australian Sheffield Shield team, including all those blokes I've just spoken about. We made 520.
Off how many overs? 50.
50.
You made 520.
520.
Off 50 overs.
So we arrived the night before. And all we heard about, because we went to the pub, Sounder had a big bloody...
piss up?
It was how he's making money, so they did all the bloody auctions and all the rest of it. So we're all there trying to, help Sounder make some money.
Yeah.
And all we kept getting told about was this big, hairy local quick.
Yeah, of course.
They kept telling us not only how fast he was, but how he could easily have made it in the big smoke if he'd headed up there. You wait till you see this bloke. This bloke's fast.
He's fast.
So I'm listening to it.
Big country lad.
I'm going, righto, mate. Well, when you play at first class level, you get exposed to fast bowling. Yeah. So it's not exactly making any of these blokes quake in their boots. But I said, I'll have a good look at him tomorrow.
Yes.
Anyway, he came in to bowl, open the bowling the next day.
He's got the new cherry.
And he's bowling to Greg Blewett, who's one of the best players of the pull and hook shot I ever saw.
Beautiful.
And in fact, got up into Test cricket and Devon Malcolm and the West Indies, he took them on for fun.
He was beautiful.
This bloke the faster he ran in and the shorter he bowled, the further Bluey deposited him into the next suburb.
Oh, no.
They were landing in people's backyards. They were bouncing down the street. Oh. And this bloke had steam coming out of his ears.
Come on, pitch
he
it
just
up.
Got angrier and angrier. And the run-up got further and further back. And his eyes rolled further and further back. He'd come charging in halfway down. Bang! He could fly miles out of the place. Bill.
How many Bluey get?
They went, well, what happened was you got to about 70 or 80 and then you thought, oh, I probably should get out and give someone else in. So he would have made about that.
Yeah.
But Bill, it was 10 and over and could easily have been more.
520.
500. David Hooks walked in and played with the edge of his bat.
Did not.
So I turned it sideways.
He did not.
And he still made runs.
How many did you get, Jimmy?
Oh, I can't remember. But all I know is we then had to bowl. So what chance do you reckon they had of making 520?
Did they come out and have a go? Oh, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Swing the bat.
They took it that seriously. Oh, God love them. Anyway, so in the end, my job from about overs 30 to 50 was to come in and bowl the friendliest shite you've ever seen.
Which you normally
did. I was just throwing these off spinners up and they were running down. They made about 260 and we all walked off. I sat in the rooms afterwards. I said, Sounder.
That's wrong.
That was a complete debacle.
That is fantastic. Good crowd. They make a lot of money for Sounder.
That was a good crowd.
I tell you what, Jim. All those country areas, and they could easily ring in now. Everyone's got a quick.
Oh, of course they
have. A big, fast quick that should have gone to town, didn't make it.
That's
it. You know who was one at Cobram? Buddha Hocking and Steve Hocking's brother, Rocket.
Really?
He had the nickname Rocket, Rocket Hocking. He was quick.
Hodgie's younger brother was in the same
Dylan.
Boat.
Dylan. Yeah, exactly.
But so they're probably ticking in at about 130 Ks, which is fast enough in country cricket.
Right.
Bill,
but Greg
when
Lewis.
You're playing, when you're bowling to Bluey, who's used to it firing through at 150, that's what he enjoyed. So anyway, so it was
20 off 50. It was a fair day out.
We all got in the plane and flew home.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Tim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jase.
Can you believe that, Jase? Just, just a juvenile man.
We are joined by Essendon legend Terry Danaher.
Our next guest is a member of one of footy's most famous families.
Danaher again. Oh, here's a goal coming up. 20 metres out. And Danaher brings up first goal in 30 seconds.
He played 313 games, 69 of them alongside his brother Neil. On Monday, he'll stand side by side with Neil again at the top of the Freeze MND slide. Please welcome Terry Danaher.
What a superstar this man is, Jimmy Boy. Two premierships, MVP, All-Australian captain, Essendon best and fairest, and just a good all-round bloke that can bloody talk and drink. Terry Danaher, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Great introduction, Billy. Good to see you, mate. And an old teammate of Billy Duckworth. We played a couple of State of Origins together, mate, didn't we, over the years?
Yes, that's right. We did.
We did well, too. We put up a... Knock those bloody Vicks off.
We're going to talk about that shortly because, I'll go to it right now. Your greatest win ever. You've won premierships and you've done a lot of things, but I'll take you back to 1990.
Oh, no.
New South Wales versus Victoria, SCG. First time ever four Danahers were in the team for New South Wales. And what happened, Tezza?
Oh, we just got over the line, Bill. We did it well, mate. It was never in doubt, though. We were quietly confident, weren't we, mate? I remember... talking to Chrissy there, he said, when the big V bus turned up, they were dodging raindrops, mate, in under the roof there. And I said, Chrissy, look at these blokes. We'll stick it into these blokes, rub their noses in the mud a bit.
Now, let's jump forward to Monday, the big freeze, your legend of a brother. Has he lent on you before, Tez, or is this the first year, or have you said no to him up till now?
He's just slowing down a fraction, Neilo, and he's called on the old fella to, you know, to pop in and give him a bit of a hand. And, he's got us involved in the big freeze. But it's been great, you know, to be able to get out and support him and help Beck out and Jan, his wife, in readiness for a day. It's a big job, Bill, getting all those boonies sorted and getting them out there and moving them. But the great thing about it is the public have really been terrific and supporting us, you know, by buying the boonies and... And it's just been fantastic, mate.
I love it, Tez. Now, listen, when you hit, it's got bloody cold, that water, and yes, you haven't quite got the padding that Bill's got.
No.
So make sure you've got something warm.
It's not real deep. You know, you can stand up, but once you hit the water, because your whole body goes underneath, mate, you honestly think I'm in trouble here. I'm going to, but you'll be right, and you'll have a bit of shrinkage.
Yeah, well, mate, I look forward to it, but I'll be looking forward to a cold beer and just relax a little bit after. It's what a lineup we got, though, mate.
Oh, no,
we're lucky. He's done a great job and over the years to get the people, the participants, to go down the slide.
Ash Barty, that'd be great. Rhonda Birchmore, Andy Maher, Eddie Betts, David Neitz, Chikara, Anthony, Beck Madden, Hamish Blake, and Justin Langer.
Justin Langer.
That is it. Oh, you'll sit down and have about five frothies with him.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Bill.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Tez. Great chatting to you always.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate.
By the way, Monday is Big Freeze 8, boys. March to the G from Fed Square, 1 p.m. The slide commences at 2 p.m, of course. Donate now or buy a beanie to help raise $2 million by halftime of Collingwood versus Melbourne. Beanies are available at Coles, Coles Express stores, Bunnings, or go to fightmnd.org.au for donations.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim.
What are you, Bill?
Do you know how many peoples yell out to me?
How many peoples?
Now, Maddie in the booth, Maddie Haywood, the superstar, came to me a while ago. It was about 3 or 4 years ago and said, listen, the idiot files are brilliant.
Yeah.
But he said, I end up with that much on the cutting room floor that I can't use because they've got to be brought down to about 7 or 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got about 20.
Right.
So he said, I cut about 12 minutes of Bill stuffing it up out.
Yeah.
And I don't want that stuff to go to waste. So why don't I put it to a song?
Oh. What?
Instead of just butting all the bits together for an idiot file, he's come up with the magnificent idea of an idiot song.
Why is it always about me?
Because you're the one that does it all the time.
Right.
And that Rabs doesn't, I don't, Rosie doesn't, anyone else doesn't, it's you.
Rabs doesn't.
All right, every now and then Rabs does. So, idiot song, and this one I'm going to enjoy, and I know the family are as well.
And then they take on South Africa. 3 one-dayers against South Africa in January 2023.
He can't say South Africa without putting on that voice.
Diplomatic humanity.
humanity.
Comradery shit. I used to fool around. Spandau Ballet.
Spandau. But I couldn't
take punishment. Haven't you heard Def Leppard? I had to
settle down. Oosthuizen.
Oosthuizen. How was that come all about? The World Cup qualifiers are on. Ukraine have been getting through. They've been going really well. But Wales defeated Ukraine in the qualifier. It's been 64 years and before they've qualified.
Jim?
So 64 years since they've qualified. That's easy to say.
Well, go on.
Phenomenon. Big game tonight, Jim. Thursday night footy. Triple M footy rocks.
This will be good.
The MCG at 7 o'clock.
He got halfway, realising stuff.
First time they've had questions to answer for about a year and a half.
Well, not really.
We'll talk to him.
Blimp.
Oh, okay then, Bill.
A what?
A blimp.
A blip, maybe?
Blip on the radar. Inspector Clouseau. Cheezel? Now, golf, Jim. Tiger Woods says he's not going to play in the US Open next week.
Yes.
Put out a little sentence here. What do you call it? I got asthma. You've been following the Giro d'Italia? The bike race? Xavier Cherry has signed on at North Melbourne.
No.
What's his name?
Tristan.
Cherry.
Not Xavier.
Plays for Wales, Jim.
Turn him off. Cheezel.
How old's that, Jim? Cheezel? Def Lepson? Asthma? Jeez, he's going back a long way now.
That was magnificent. That's what that was. Superb.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No. Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Ah, Jimmy, you'll like this. Oh, you can write it
you
down.
You can already tell it's going to be rubbish.
I went to buy some shoes this morning, Jim, okay? So I went into a shoe shop, which you do. I said to the assistant, Jim, trying to put on my shoe, I said, it's too tight. She said, why don't you try it with the tongue out? I said, it's still too tight.
Look at him.
It's still too tight.
No, no, Bill.
I can't see who it's on.
I want to laugh with him, but I can only laugh at him. That's the only option.
Oh, Rabs, I tell you.
No, I liked it.
They're good. That's them Jimmy Boy again.
I liked it too. It was just your telling of it.
That's all of good acting.
That's, by the way, you just sounding normal. When are you going to tell it with your tongue out?
Oh, when are you going to do the punchline?
That was him in the corporate box on Friday.
It was.
I was going to let
this. This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.